This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, Nation. Bobby Belt's coming up in about 5 minutes, our Cowboys insider. It is time now to hit the expressway where we give you 35 minutes of uninterrupted content. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels, 214-333-3333. Go to truckwreck.com. LA Live's coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. He'll replay the G-bag of the day for you. Expressway is incredible because you get such a variety here. Over 30 minutes. Remote coming Friday. Southern Leisure and Spas and Patio. That's on Justin Road in Flower Mound. We'll be out there from 2 to 7. We're giving away a Kamado Joe Grill, State Fair tickets. And then coming up this weekend, it's the Flagtober Tour Day DFW. I cannot wait to get out there and see many of you that we haven't seen in a couple of years, that we used to see every single year. Well, now the tour is back in all of its glory. We're bringing flags to every Twin Peaks in the Metroplex through Saturday and Sunday. It's a two-day event this year. You will also be able to purchase them at 105throughthefan.com once it goes live. There are two flags actually this year, one with a blue grenade and then one that's got, what do you call that, a pinup girl?
Pinup girl.
A pinup girl, like a World War II style art. It looks like the flag is printed on like an AC-130 or something, like the old silver big jet or big plane.
The big bombers, yeah.
Yeah, the big bomber, something like that. So we really think you're going to like it. There's never been a flag like this one. So it starts Burleson 11 to noon Saturday, and it starts in Mesquite 11 to noon on Sunday. The entire schedule is at 105throughthefan.com/Flagtober. Okay, what is going on? I think the biggest story of the day or of the week is, when is Dak going to be back? And I know you were up there at the Star again today, Brian. Where is all this confusion coming from? Can we get any clear answer? We used to be able to take Jerry to the bank on some of these injury updates that he would give us, but it seems a lot more convoluted than it was under Garrett.
It is. It's way, way more convoluted, as you use that word. And I agree. It's, you know, you have the owner after a game standing there outside the locker room describing Dak's injury, what's all involved there, and trying to give you a timetable on that, questions right and left. You know, nobody really knows. They have to kind of figure some things out along the way. So he's saying, well, this is a timetable. And then, several days later, well, it's another timetable. It's just, and then you got a head coach who doesn't want to really give you anything. You know, he's thinking about competitive advantages and stuff. And I understand that. You know, they ask him questions. He does his best to answer them. But I think now Mike has become to the point now that he's like, hey, this, my owner, general manager, is going to talk every day about something. And so I have to answer these questions. So I think Mike's the one trying to, like, give you the right, you know, information, whereas now the trainers and the doctors are saying, okay, wait a minute, well, we need to think about this. This is what, you know, this is the timetable. They're the ones, I think, that they're the most accurate. Well, hell, they're telling Jerry about things and stuff like that. But, you know, he's trying to sell hope that, you know, this whole thing, when Dak goes down, it's like doom and gloom. So now everybody's like all worried. Well, Dak, the season's lost, all this, that, and the other. And now that everything seems to be stabilized, well, here's Jerry again, like, well, you know, you never know next week and all that. Every injury comes with hopium, yeah. You know, and then so you don't, and as a fan base, you're like, well, what's true? Is he coming back? You know, this week, next week, when is he, you know, and you're trying to, and it's difficult to cover when you've got people that sell hopium.
It is amazing that we're stabilized. It's surprising that Cooper Rush has had so much success. Do you feel like the Cowboys should, like, do an extension for low money, like be our backup for $2.5 million a year for the next 4 years or something like that. Like, I'm trying to keep him off the market because we haven't had a really a consistent backup like this other than the Andy Dalton year since John Kitten in like 2011. That's the last time we had a good backup around here.
You know, I think they're going to continue to let him play and then see what the situation is. And you know, if you're Cooper Rush, you know, yeah, you like it here. I mean, I know it's funny as his wife was trolling the Giants for letting him go and all that. And
thanks,
you know,
Jason.
Yeah, but if you're in a situation where if you just play this thing out, that hey, maybe that extension will, you know, be more, you know, as you get to the end of the season. You know,
Bobby Belt is sauntering into the studio. We're going to catch up with a Cowboys insider here in just a second. There is a report the Pac-12 could be at risk of folding if the Big Ten intrudes any further.
Uh-oh.
If they steal any more teams, the Pac-12 might just implode. I think eventually we're heading for a total reimagining, and these conferences, if they're still around, will be the same conferences in name only, you know, with maybe some history and tradition with some of the teams. But I don't even know that it's necessary much longer. Again, Texas A&M did land the big recruit, David Hicks. He chose the Aggies over Oklahoma, their second five-star commitment in 2023. So that's a huge boost for their class that had been struggling behind the historic class that it put together last year. So congrats to the Aggies for that.
Money talks, huh?
Yeah, but they need to get a quarterback. I mean, they just had the best recruiting class in the history of college football. I think we've seen with A&M, they've got great talent, but until they get that quarterback position figured out, they're not a serious national championship contender, and that's what that fan base wants.
Yeah, go find the next Cooper Rush.
Not a big believer in Brad Johnson's kid out there?
Max?
No. Not as far as being able to get them to the playoff, absolutely not.
It's just so weird turning into college football games when you see these quarterbacks with such puny arms, you know? It's just... that's a clear sign. You know, I would never have a player like that on my team just because it looks pathetic on the field. I don't want that representing my team on TV.
Need more bicep?
I do. I do. You know, I don't want any of the quarterbacks that have to wear the undershirt to cover up their upper arms. You know, I think that's my standard. Salute to DFW golf star Jordan Spieth. Children's Medical Center Foundation announced on Wednesday that Jordan and the wife and the family foundation donated $500,000 specifically earmarked to the pediatric oncology department. Rangers coming up pregame 8:00 tonight. Got a big game from Josh Jung last night, so I know Rangers fans are excited about getting a chance to see him coming off a 5 RBI performance. That was excellent. And Martin Perez is on the hill tonight. Will this be his final start? His ERA still under 3 at 2.90. I'm pretty fired up to see him, you know, complete it's a breakout season.
Yeah.
Who would know you could have a breakout season 12 years into his career, but he is definitely doing that. All righty. Again, remote tomorrow, Southern Leisure Spa and Patio. No, I'm sorry, Friday on Justin Road, 2-7.
Yeah, and two live punishments.
Yes.
Right there for the Tolos to view. I'll be straw dogging and we'll be raw egging the dome of Dawson.
I'll be boiling some eggs.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to bring the eggs. Okay.
I'll bring the eggs.
Perfect.
Love it. Okay, here he is, Bobby Belt, with us now here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
What's up?
All right, so Bobby, what does Cooper Rush do better than Dak Prescott?
That's what I was going to ask you, Bob.
Everything. You know, he's...
does he drive a bus better?
He's more handsome. I mean, what doesn't Cooper Rush do great?
And Bobby, do you have more hair than usual today?
Today I have more hair than normal? No, I normally have a hat on.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because it's this is usually buzzed down.
You're showing hair, but you're also showing chest hair.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, that's less than what I showed you on Saturday, though.
It is.
When you were doing BetQL.
I do like that Miller Lite shirt on National Beer Day.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
National
yeah,
drink
this
beer
is
day.
The draft show. I wore it.
Opposed to eating beer.
I figured I pissed Broadus off enough yesterday that I wanted to wear something as
we got up this morning.
Good content.
We did our show this morning. We got another one tonight.
Yeah,
two
gonna
in
knock
one
it
day.
Out. Got our sister station in Washington, our Odyssey host, JP Finley.
Okay,
talk
is Finley
Washington
the guy that asked Wentz all the embarrassing questions? Or the questions? Who?
No,
I don't
seem
like
a weekend
part-timer. He's the one who hosts with Brian Mitchell over on the FM side.
Yeah, I don't like Brian Mitchell's a bleep hole.
Well, JP Finley's not Brian Mitchell,
yeah, well,
so that's okay.
You tell JP. I will
tell JP
Brian's
personally you said that.
Because I talked to JP last year. He gave me Brian's number. Guess what Brian did?
Give you the Heisman?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wow. I mean, Dallas is the only team that Brian Mitchell has no NFC East connection to.
You know what? I think he was scared to come on our airwaves.
I think that's a fact. I'll have you know, I got to soccer practice last night, and all the dads were lined up to tell me how amazing the segment was. They said it was
good.
Very entertaining.
Good, I'm glad.
Yes. But I think my opening question for you here is, as we get to this point,
yep,
how much better does like the front office look 3 weeks in than the narrative of the offseason? And do the media, do fans, do we apologize to them? Do we acknowledge they were right on a lot of these things? Like, Amari Cooper is the only one that's still up in the air. Everything else has been, I think, a job really well done.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, right? Because, I mean, week one, it looked awful. And then I think when you look at week two, I think Cincinnati's a great example to look at. The Giants, I think there's some context there that needs to, you know, that goes like, okay, the Giants are not a very talented football team. If that's a more talented football team we're going up against, do we feel as good about everything? But because, I mean, that's a front four that doesn't get a lot of great pass rush. So, okay, Terrence Steele holding his own, how impressive is that necessarily? The fact that, you know, they let Randy Gregory go. Well, you've been going up against some terrible offensive lines the last couple weeks. You're going to go up against potentially an even worse one this weekend. Washington's terrible protecting. And the one guy who's been kind of all right there for them, Sam Cosmi, he's banged up. Yeah. And so, you know, I think that the context is important. But, yeah, I think that so far they can claim little victories here, I think, and early success of like, hey, look, you guys were questioning everything, whether it be Tyler Smith, you know, whether it be.
How about the kicker?
The kicker, yeah. Jason Peters inside at left guard. Yeah. We were all kind of, you know, kicking that this week. I think the receiver thing is the one where you're right. I think that's the one where they're probably taking some hits right now. And we were talking about earlier today the question of somebody asked us 3 weeks in, what position are you looking at and saying you need to make a move for? Is there anybody you'd say that, hey, we need to go make a trade for? Receiver's still one where it doesn't have to go be an Amari Cooper trade. But get me somebody. Get me a Ted Ginn type who can just stretch the field and put some, you know, pressure on these secondaries a little bit with their speed. Because right now there's not a lot putting pressure on defenses down the field.
Okay, how much is Michael Gallup going to change that? It really seemed like reporters had him pinned down today, firing questions about the decision to not play last week.
It was funny. We got in the locker room, and Michael, we thought Michael was going to duck us. And I was talking to Scott Agolnick from Cowboys PR, and he goes, oh, no. And I looked over, and they were all swarming on his locker. And he's like, oh, well, I guess we'll do this now. So we ran over there. And, you know, I listened to y'all earlier, and I think you made a good point that it just does seem a little odd that, you know, his approach to this is I'm 100%. Yeah, I'm good. But, yeah, it wasn't right. It wasn't ready, which feels like a little bit of a mental hurdle.
Yeah.
And he said the last thing here is mental. So I don't know what will feel right, and it feels like we're just kind of at the whims of his comfort level that you know, it doesn't sound like physically there's any hangups to him playing last week, so there shouldn't be any going into Washington. So it's like, okay, so what's the question here? What do we hit? You know, are we going to get to Washington on Sunday? How comfortable are we that he's going to feel comfortable? I know Calvin Watkins asked a good question today of Mike McCarthy where he said, how do you weigh that? So, you know, the medical staff telling you this guy's good and he can play, and the player saying I'm not ready yet, and how do you weigh that? And Mike McCarthy definitely is a guy who has the reputation of having deference to players and their own comfort level. And I think
the trainers
will
tell you that's the one of the things they do appreciate about Mike, that he allows, you know, he has an understanding of injury and timetables and stuff.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
So as a team, I think you let the player say that a couple of times and then hope the third time he's back and you don't have to have the conversation where you're like, look, you're ready. It's time to man up.
Yeah.
I know you're a little worried. The knees hasn't, you know.
Wish we'd had that conversation with Kurt Warner when he didn't want to throw the ball there at Green Bay.
What do you mean you don't want to go in?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and
we don't talk
about
Kurt Warner around Bobby.
Hey, calm down. So, no, I think that,
is that a
it's
Bobby?
A Sluggo reference, yes. No, I think the thing there is that, especially when Michael Gallup tells us today, and I know you guys played the clip where he said, in his mind, this is the game he always thought. He always thought Washington. So it's like, okay, maybe that was the mental hurdle for him. He had already made up in his mind, this is where it would be. But yeah, if it goes past this point and you're into, well, we could have just put you on PUP. We waived Dennis Houston when we didn't have to. We did this or that. We had to get rid of John Ridgeway, a draft pick that we didn't have to if you would have just been on PUP and we didn't have access to you. I think that's where some frustration would come in and they'd start going around week five going like, Michael, come on, it's time.
What else are you chasing right now, Bobby?
I mean, I love the Tyler Smith stuff that you guys played there. And, you know, he not just the aspect of Jason Peters and what Jason Peters means to his game right now. I mean, clearly he's, you know, tied to the hip of Jason Peters and is soaking up all that he can. But, you know, he talked about how just 3 weeks into this, he feels like
his communication is getting better every single week. He feels like he's getting more assignment sound every single week, which that's the biggest thing, I think, for him. The technique is still a work in progress, but also there are times where he's definitely got the assignment wrong or he's going this, you know, wrong way. But he says that, you know, we run a lot of these same plays, like we have the same sort of concepts in general and stuff like that. And he's like, so it's a comfort level of recognizing each week, going into each week and recognizing what we're looking for on these types of plays. And he's like, and just having that familiarity and having those reps has been a big thing for him. And he talks about how his film study has changed in the last 3 weeks, where he just says there are different things that he looks for and insight he's getting from veterans about, you know, okay, watch for how this defensive lineman comes out of his stance. Watch for this tell, watch for this here. And I think it all just speaks to the fact that he's a player that I think you can definitely project out as that's a future stud left tackle. He's a work in progress right now. I think he's been a good tackle,
yeah.
But I think you can trust that he's going to be a potentially elite level tackle, which, by the way, first time today that we've seen Tyron Smith around the building since he was in the locker room. Didn't have anything wrapped up. Didn't look, you know, he was walking around fine, smiling. So,
Is there anybody you owe an apology to on this staff or on this team?
You mean this radio station staff and this team? I already apologized to you for yesterday.
I just mean
apologize
because I apologize. I apologize to Terrence Steele,
and you accepted an apology too.
I accepted this
over the weekend. I heard,
man. Anybody that I'm trying to think if there was anybody that I was discounting.
How about Noah Brown?
I owe an apology to Noah Brown because I've wanted to cut Noah Brown the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Because it's just he's training camp superstar every year. And we see the, oh, wow, look at this crazy catch Noah Brown made. And every year it's like, this is the year of Noah Brown that we get that chatter. Then we roll into the regular season. It's like, all right, you got nothing. And this is something that now that I was expecting it was going to be a replay that we're going to get in the season. It's going to be like, you're going to get nothing from Noah Brown. That's going to be a black hole and it's going to be all CeeDee Lamb. And every game, he's really stepped up. I mean, the second game against Cincinnati, we've all talked about, like, they lose that game without Noah Brown. And I think in this, you know, this past week, he made some big catches. He had that leaping catch that he made on one where Russia kind of sailed it a little bit.
Yeah.
He's just, I think that Noah Brown's the one I probably owe the biggest apology to, where it's like, I had assumed this will be a replay of everything else we've ever seen, and this is Jameel Showers. Like, why does he get 9 lives? Why does he hang around here? And he's been a legitimate contributor.
And on the flip side, I think Jalen Tolbert owes you an apology because we thought he was going to be better than Michael Gallup's rookie year, and here we are.
If you want to go back and watch day 2 of the draft show, you'll notice after they picked Sam Williams, I didn't talk for about 20 minutes because they lost Jalen Tolbert. This is the guy. And I just kind of quietly sat there and sulked I was upset. And then they got him in the third round. I was so thrilled. And then he comes out here and
6 to midnight like I've never seen.
Man, okay. Yeah. And then you get the drop. The drop, I mean, I know we've all talked about the CD drop, and that was egregious and that was bad. Jalen Tolbert's drop was terrible.
Stopped running.
You can't have that. Like, I mean, especially a guy who all the issues that he's had, you know, looking like he's having trouble finishing in traffic in these reps, and the message that was sent to, hey, you're inactive these first couple games. Then it's like, all right, here he is. He's going to step up. He's going to make a play. And then he just lets it fall through his hands. That's frustrating.
Love Peters and Tyler Smith together on that left side.
Love Peters, yeah.
Are we gonna keep Peters over there? Is that the plan moving forward? Or do you think McGovern's going to slide back in there?
So practice report just came out. He was limited, which, by the way, DeMarcus Lawrence is on the practice report, is limited with a foot. So that issue that he was dealing with on Sunday, he's still fighting through that a little bit.
We'll ask him about it tomorrow.
Probably. Simi Fehoko also on the injury report. I saw him locked today. That's AC joint sprain that he's dealing with, but he was full participant. So other than that, no surprise there. But Peters, I think until Connor McGovern's ready to go, which he was limited today, once Connor McGovern's ready to go, I think that's when they kind of like evaluate things. But I'll be interested to see if they're going to give him a full workload or if they're going to do similarly like they did last week, where it's just, okay, we're kind of ramping you up, getting you ready and ready to go.
Well, when it's Aaron Donald and the Rams, we need 60 minutes of Jason Peters.
Oh. I'd like 5 Jason Peters for Aaron Donald. So
me too.
Anything else before we let you go?
Just that I love you all.
Thank you, Bobby. There he is, a must follow on Cowboys Bye-bye. Twitter. It is time now for LA Live with Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Here he is, LA.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Bobby's brought to you by the on-time experts.
Appreciate that.
There's a hurricane all over Florida right now. We're going to get to it right after this.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. Make it dance with some of everything.
Yo, can you hear me?
Hell yeah,
yes sir.
I got a song in my head and I can't get it out. It's driving me crazy.
What's the song?
I don't know the name of it. So that's what's making me
upset. I'll tell you what.
Because if I know the name of it, I can play it real quick and then get it off my joint.
I could not get the TD Tuesday song out of my head last night.
Such a good one, right?
Were you boom shakalaka into the motorboat last night?
I was boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka.
Yeah, and then did you close it down with the motorboat?
No, I didn't do the motorboat.
Tamara was happy last night.
We got to get one motorboat on the air from Broadus at some point during this season.
Got to get a motorboat for
sure. I'll do it next Tuesday, maybe.
Yes. Next Tuesday. This is LA Live from September 28th, 2022. A question for the Tolo listeners. That is the Turn It On, Leave It On listeners. What are some cheat codes you found in this game of life? Some cheat codes you found in this game of life. I'll give you some examples that came my way. You can manifest things. That's a fact. You actually can. I manifested a whole lot of things, and I wish I would have manifested a little stronger. Like I wish I would have went more with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I was shooting kind of low. I didn't realize it.
Manifesting, visualization.
Yeah, it really works. Cool. It really does
Work. Phil Jackson, the stuff he's doing with the Bulls and whatnot.
It does.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Dez Bryant wearing a Diggs jersey on Monday night manifested that interception.
What kind of hat do you think you got? A resist all hat? Stetson, what kind of hat that man's got
on? I think
on?
Stetson's a sponsor of the Cowboys.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah. I'm a resist all fan my way. Yeah. Let's see. Kindness only takes you so far in life. Read a lot of books and actually take in the information.
Yes, that's good cheat code.
That's good cheat code.
I think this is sarcasm right here. You can have an extra bedroom if you cancel your Netflix account.
Really?
I don't know about that.
That's what boomers say to the young folks.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I get you.
Tackle!
The reason you can't afford a house is
Rusty's
because
the one that said, really? He's intrigued.
Boom, shakalaka. Boom, shakalaka.
Chugging bottles of water after a night of drinking can help you out. I don't know about that.
Cheeseburger's the best.
Before bed. Yeah.
Give me the cheeseburger.
I'm pretty sure the water does help, but if you drink a lot, it's going to be there, bro.
Yeah.
Probably, acetaminophen, B12, a lot of water.
IV.
They really have the IV people to come through.
They do.
Yeah, they really do hook you up.
Yep.
Learn and hone in on critical thinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to be able to do that without getting too emotional.
Yeah, check this out right here. People are more respectful and listen to your opinions if you change your Twitter handle to a man's name. This is from a woman.
Man, are women under the impression that Twitter is like a friendly place if you're male?
It's awful.
It's awful. It's toxic for everybody.
It's so bad.
Oh, you're hating on me because I'm a woman. Well, actually, it's just Twitter.
I just hate when people come at you and be like, oh, you're wrong. And it's something that you could have just Googled real quick just to see before. That same phone you used to diss me, you could have used that to ask Google.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, bro.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Like,
people are so mean, man.
Somebody asked on the text, where's Southern Leisure Spa? Well, you could ask Siri right now.
Man.
You got the same Google as
can
I do.
Can you give me the address?
Like Reggie was saying earlier, my mom used to make me look stuff up.
Oh, yeah.
When I asked a question, hey, Mom, what is this? Go look it up.
Look it up.
To the point where I didn't even ask her anymore because I know what she's going to tell me to do.
Yeah. It's Justin Roden Flower Mound, by the way, 2-7 on Friday. Giving away a Kamado Joe Grill.
Don't sweat petty and don't pet the sweaty.
Okay. That's sweaty.
This is your Tolo listeners responding to this, by the way.
Okay. We have pecking tips.
Close one eye if you're driving while intoxicated.
Yeah, or pull over and take a boost snooze.
This is your Tolo listeners, by the way. So if you see anything on there on the fan text, shoot it at me, all right?
Okay.
All right. G Bag of the Day today. We do it every day at 2:30 here on the fan. If you see anything on the interwebs, hit me up. Lucky Lucius P. Lucius is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Yes, that's my name. All right. This dude right here is from Baltimore, clearly. He witnessed a very large fire. There is an apartment building or something on fire, and it's really bad fire. He should not be this close, but he's right up there with the firefighters, and even one of the firefighters tells him to get back. But, this man is in Baltimore, and he does this a very Baltimore way.
I'm right here with the fire, man. Y'all doing y'all job, man. I respect y'all, man. I love y'all. You heard me? I think one of my favorite plays in that bit. That's why I love my city, yo. And they ain't waste no time getting here. I swear to God, they always do their job, man. For like a campfire right here.
Campfire.
Roast a marshmallow or something.
Rocks, yo, man. All that burning.
Yeah, man. Want me moving right here?
Yeah, go over there and something.
All right, man. I got you, bro. Oh, shit, get on me. Y'all feel what you said? Look, that just got on me. We're in Baltimore, what these Baltimore Greenmount. Yo, they got two ladders.
They got two ladders.
Y'all ass, get it in. They may bring my cell back. Woo. Hose and water got on me. I'm really living in a a real experience right now. I'm damn near a fighter. I'm a damn near firefighter. Damn near firefighter. Look, they're satellite dish, burning this shit, the but they got short Sprite.
Bring in the ladder. I'm not dipping. Bring in the ladder.
So, man, people awesome. From Baltimore have such an interesting accent.
It's weird.
It's somewhat Louisiana-ish. I don't know what's going on.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore 2.
Give me some wood.
Yeah, I don't like Baltimore, the city, at all.
One of my good friends.
Awful place.
He was my first boss in radio. And he said, when I got into radio, the program director actually told me, Baltimore is the worst accent you can have in broadcast. Yeah. He's like, you got to get rid of that.
Yeah, that's a fact, Jack.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know who
it
that
doesn't
guy
sound
is.
Like cool and Southern. It just sounds like, what?
No.
Cheat code, don't have a Baltimore accent.
Nah, it's only good for like drug dramas on HBO.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Hurricane Ian makes landfall today in Florida as a Category 4 storm, y'all. I've been watching coverage all day.
Man,
how we doing? Did people get out or did they say, I'm not leaving?
Okay, yo, so they had some people that said, I'm not leaving, and then they showed videos of them swimming in their house.
Oh, my goodness.
Swimming on their first floor trying to get up to the second floor. I've seen some crazy videos coming out of Florida. CNN is wild because they send out a whole lot of people like to different spots of Florida, but they can't keep a signal because it's in the middle of a storm.
On the backside of this, and we started to see, you know, the water starting to re-enter the Manistee River. That is the full force.
Oops. All right, looks like we just lost our signal.
And we lost our reporter.
And they would do this to one reporter, to another reporter, to another reporter. Yeah. Three in a row dropping signals. Yeah. They have them, like, under underpasses and weird spots with Kevlar vests and helmets on.
Hey,
you gotta wear a weighted vest,
the Weather
bro.
Channel has figured out how to cover these things and not lose power. They will. The Weather Channel, they're the ones that know where to station in order to keep the power going on.
They're old vets.
Yeah. All right, Weather Channel.
Yeah.
All right, Weather Channel.
Dude,
yeah.
These reporters outside, like having to hang on to light poles and stuff because they're getting blown away in the wind. Yes. I'm like, what are we doing?
I got nailed by a tree.
Yeah,
one lady, she had to put a condom over her microphone.
Wait, what?
Okay,
you guys are going. No,
way
it's great.
To spoil
it's great.
The segment.
It's great. No, it's great. It's great. Okay, I'm going to tell you what I seen on the timeline when you guys were doing the show. I seen a Florida man on a jet ski in the middle of the storm.
Yes.
Okay, jet ski. Real life jet skis out there. Yeah. I seen a Florida peoples. I don't know what you call two Florida peoples, but two Florida
Floridians.
Peoples out there. Florida man,
that's
though.
That's too politically correct.
Floridians? Yeah.
Floridminians.
Yeah, like someone wants Florida man. You know, everybody knows there's some wild, crazy things happening right now.
He was
Florida
on
guy.
Meth on
Florida
that jet
guy,
ski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on meth.
So I seen them. They were surfing out there in those swells. There was a second story of a condo. You could see a actual boat float by. Those are the people that stayed.
Yeah. Boat people.
And there was actual houses floating by. Mm. Right there in just in the street houses.
Boathouses.
There was a Florida man trying to outrun Hurricane Ian in a 56-foot yacht. Seen him departing Lee County.
What?
That is absolutely insane. In a yacht?
Yeah. Going down the highway
Hit
here.
Hit it. Godspeed to you, sir. Godspeed. Lee County Sheriff's mobile trailer was floating by, too, as well. Here's a little audio of that.
Yeah, that is the Lee County Sheriff's mobile trailer actually floating down the avenue. Congrats, guys. Really good job of keeping it secure. It's floating past the hotels.
Is Sean Sharif doing broadcasting for these guys? Is that Sean moonlighting?
Hilarious.
Probably.
Yeah, so that's like the mobile police trailer where they have, you know, if you get arrested or something, you're out there partying. We're going to put you in here until we move you to the other spot. It's just floating down the street. Yeah. Let's go to ABC Action News in Tampa Bay. This is how they protect mics, Chiafalo.
A lot of people are asking, what is on my microphone? It is what you think it is. It's a condom. It helps protect the gear. We can't get these mics wet. There's a lot of wind. There's a lot of rain. So we got to do what we got to do, and that is put a condom on the microphone.
Bleep it.
It's a condom.
And I'm handing them out to the other reporters.
Be safe with your mics.
Yeah. Put a condom on the microphone. If I would have listened to that boy,
to be wholesome.
Probably wouldn't be here with you fools. All right, let's see. And your man Jim
Ken Torrey
for the Weather Channel.
Heck yes.
He got hit by a tree.
And he got hit by a mailbox one time. I saw him just like flipper sure a mailbox did. Off.
He
yeah.
sure did.
He did. He he's like a Mike linebacker. He just did the flipper yeah. technique.
He's
and
a
just,
thumper.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one smacked him. He decided, I'm going to just go ahead and leave the broadcast and let you guys finish it on
he
up.
He quit.
Just came flying by. All right, you know what? I think I'm just going to come in here for a second. Just give me a second.
Jim, you all right? I'm fine.
You just can't stand up. All right. I'm gonna let you guys look at the pictures, okay?
Yeah.
He's out of it.
Jim, you're all right?
Yeah.
Jim's the best.
He is. He's pretty good.
He is.
Pretty cool.
I'm surprised he had like maybe no jacket on. You know, had the, like his sleeves rolled up. You know, he's like a bodybuilder weather guy.
They're out there in it too, man. Yeah. It's 130 miles per hour. The wind is blowing. He's out there. There's just debris flying. You don't know what's about to hit you.
Yeah.
You've got a helmet on like you're in war, and that's about it. In a microphone and a dude holding a video camera. Yeah. Man, good luck with that. But I will be going home to watch coverages of the hurricane. I hope everybody's doing okay.
Oh, yeah, me too. It is interesting. It's harrowing. And it reminds you to be careful out there because Mother Nature does not play.
She does not play. And before I go right here, American Airlines is wondering what's going on with their intercom system. It got hijacked, it seems like. And people are just doing some moans into it. Listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we realize there is an extremely irritating sound coming over the public announcements. The flight deck is trying to turn it off, so please be patient with us.
So she said there's whatever. We don't know what this is. We're trying to figure it out, people.
He hacked
please
it.
Don't be
he
alarmed. Hacked. Just listen to this guy go.
He's in the lavatory.
For 4 hours on your flight. Oh, be careful. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation's LA Live every night about 5:45, 45-ish. Now, when we return, it is time for the 6 o'clock sound off at 877-881-1053. Your one chance of the week to call in and compete against your fellow Tolo for the best take of the day. At 877-881-1053, we'll set you up with the rules and get to your calls. Sound off like you got a pair next to the nation.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.